our guest in the cafe this morning, and joining us on the Blacklands Cafe party line is Pud Kearns with Housewarmers of Greenville. Pud, good morning.
Good morning. This is kind of fun to be on the party line. I'm moving slow this morning and didn't quite make it to coffee.
There you go. Well, now, on Monday evening, and that is, a matter of fact, this very evening, Greenville Follies kind of kicking off with a Meet the Director event, and that's from 6 to 9 p.m. And this is an opportunity for people that might like to participate in the Follies to meet the director and find out if they really want to do it or not.
That is correct. It is the kind of the grand showcase where people get to come and they learn what's involved. Jamie Donegan is the director of the show, and he has done it now for a number of years. He comes out of New York City and brings all of the costumes. He brings all the music. He brings basically a complete show. And then he looks at all of the different people that are around and helps slot them into things. And you don't have to have great talent to be in it. If you show up, they will find something for you to do in the Follies. And I think that's what's part of so marvelous about that whole show is it's all locals. And it's just so much fun to see what people can do. I sit there with my mouth open every year going,
yeah,
I didn't know he could sing.
I remember years ago seeing Duncan Thomas, who was the district attorney at that time,
yes,
performing in the show, and just I had exactly the reaction that you did. My jaw, I think, hit the floor because he was terrific.
Absolutely. I know, and I know there'll be one of the city council people that has a gorgeous voice that will be singing. You know, it's just so much fun. And then you see a lot of people that, you know, that couples that'll be dancing, and they don't have to be good. And the age range from there is anywhere from, let's say, in their late 20s all the way to people in their 80s that are actually on the stage dancing at different times. People absolutely love being a part of it, and they love watching it.
Yeah.
The actual performances are going to be on April 24th and 25th, which is a Friday and a Saturday night. They'll do it two different nights. So between March 30th and April 24th is the time when they will actually produce the show. So everybody goes to rehearsals, they learn their parts, and they put the whole show together in this three-week period, and then we all go and cheer.
And, and now the big thing this year is that the proceeds go to Community Seeds in Lone Oak and specifically the incubator kitchen that they're trying to get going.
Yes, that is correct. Every year, Follies picks, or every other year, because they held it every other year, they pick a capital project for a local charity to do. Usually they raise somewhere in the neighborhood of $50,000 to be able to help significantly with a project. And this year, the Incubator Kitchen is a place that's designed to, in a sense, incubate two different things. First off, beginning food businesses who need a commercial kitchen to work in. And second, people who are looking for skills in the food service area. They'll be able to learn and train in a kitchen like that so that they'll be able to go out and get jobs to support their families.
Mm-hmm. I should have asked you this first, but the Meet the Director event tonight for the Greenville Follies from 6 to 9, where's that taking place?
It's taking place at the Fletcher Warren Civic Center.
Out on Highway 69.
Yes.
We're talking with Pud Kearns with Housewarmers of Greenville. Now, another thing coming up very soon, and this is a sure sign of spring and very welcome, is that the Farmers Market in Greenville will be reopening again on April the 11th.
Yes. They checked with a number of the different vendors, and they have said that they believe they'll have plenty of produce by that point to start. And one of the things that's unique about the Greenville Farmers Market is that everything that is sold there must be grown within a 50-mile radius. This prevents people from, let's say, going to the Dallas Farmers Market and picking up items over there, buying them and bringing them back and reselling them. And as I tell people, that means you will never find a pineapple at the Greenville Farmers Market. But what you will find this time of year is you'll find delicious greens, and you'll find beets, and you'll find carrots. And then as the summer goes along, you'll see blueberries and peaches and tomatoes and watermelon and all of the wonderful things that are truly available at the height of summer. It's a wonderful market. You'll also find eggs. You'll find pies. I think they may even have a grass-fed meat vendor this year.
Now, this takes place on what is, for people who've lived in Greenville for a long time, known as Market Square on the east end of Lee Street. And another thing about this is that there's been some work taking place on the old building there where a little cafe used to be, and that's going to be reopening around that time, close to that time, and it's going to be called Ain't Just Pies. And
that is correct. It's being done by the woman who has been known at the farmer's market for a long time as the pie lady, because she's been there from the beginning selling her wonderful homemade pies. And so now she's going to open the restaurant. She'll still have her pies. She'll be baking them on site, but she's also going to have sandwiches and salads and daily lunch specials. And I believe she's going to be open for breakfast as well.
Thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again.
Well, I've got my coffee in front of me.
Oh.
You've got your lunch.
Over the telephone line, though it may be. All right, Pud, thanks. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.